In yesterday's segment of Daily Bread, we referenced the doctrine commonly known as the Sinner's Prayer. In response, an inquiry was made as to the origin of the Sinner's Prayer. We'll endeavor to explain the origin in this segment. While on the subject of questions, our listeners are encouraged to go to the Contact Us link on the navigation bar and send us your questions or comments. Now, to our question. The Sinner's Prayer, or Prayer of Salvation, is used by a majority of denominations and or professed undenominational religious organizations. Wikipedia's definition is as follows. The Sinner's Prayer is an evangelical term referring to any prayer of repentance prayed by individuals who feel convicted of the presence of sin in their lives and desire to form or renew a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It is a popular phenomenon in Protestant circles and has been called a landmark of evangelical conversionism. It is intended to be an act of initial conversion to Christianity and the only way to receive salvation according to some Protestants. The question is it so? David Platt, a prominent Southern Baptist pastor in Birmingham, Alabama, has this to say concerning the Sinner's Prayer. I'm convinced that many people in our churches are simply missing the life of Christ, and a lot of it has to do with what we've sold them as the gospel. That is, pray this prayer, accept Jesus into your heart, invite Christ into your life. Should it not concern us that there is no such superstitious prayer in the New Testament? Should it not concern us that the Bible never uses the phrase, accept Jesus into your heart, or invite Christ into your life? It's not the gospel we see being preached. It's modern evangelism built on sinking sand, and it runs the risk of disillusioning millions of souls. An earlier version of what some would consider the Sinner's Prayer is found in The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan, published in 1678, Ninth Stage, Chapter 18, which was during the colonial American era. There are simply no biblical references to any such prayer. To the contrary, the Apostle Peter's response to the question, "What shall we do?" was answered, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of sins." While the phrase "unto remission of sins" can express aim or purpose, the Holy Spirit affirmed that such is the case when Ananias, as commanded by the Lord, told Saul, "Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins," calling on his name, Acts 22 and verse 16. However, the Lord indicated through the Apostle Peter that as there arose false prophets also among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers who shall privately bring in destructive heresies, 2 Peter 2:1, and also through the Apostle John to believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world, 1 John 4 and verse 1, it would behoove any listener to do your research on this and other crucial matters regarding your salvation. The Apostle Paul warned that there are and will be those who perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved, 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 10. Let that not be said of you. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle John saying, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, even the lake of fire. And if any was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. Is your name written therein?